Hello and welcome to Counsel from Above, your place to ask a counselor questions you wish he would answer from God's Word. Hey, I'm your host, Nathan Honeycutt, licensed professional counselor, minister of the Church of Christ, gathering today to talk about the subject of repairing relationships. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Glad that you're with me. Hey, send me a question. I'm running out. Love to have your questions. You can get it to me through sending it to an email. That's at counselfromabove@gmail.com. That is counselfromabove@gmail.com. You can also jump on our Facebook group, Counsel from Above Podcast. Love to have your questions. Shoot them to me. I'll see what I can do and jump in with a topic if you might have. Maybe others have a question that they may want to ask as well. But hey, do what you do. Like, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. That helps to get more people engaged in our program and gets the word out a little better. Hey, thanks for joining us. Let's jump right in. Topic today is repairing relationships. As we think about this particular topic, it seems to be pretty interesting among many. Work this week, I've had to answer questions a lot about the idea of repairing relationships. And so today, figured we'd just keep on rolling along and talk about that topic on our podcast. Hey, question number one comes from Mr. Anonymous or Mrs. Anonymous, whatever it might be. Question is what is the key to repairing a relationship? Well, to me, I think there are four keys in repairing relationships. The four keys are vulnerability, trust, patience, and responsibility. So begin with vulnerability. Anytime you have a relationship, there's a level of vulnerability that you are accepting. You're accepting the fact that this particular person has a knowledge, information, ability to be able to cause you hurt. And if you're repairing a relationship, they have the ability to hurt you again. And so when you are thinking about repairing a relationship, vulnerability is one of the biggest keys when it comes to trying to repair that relationship. How do you maybe minimize vulnerability, or how are you a little bit more picky on your vulnerability? Are you more accepting, whatever the case may be? Vulnerability is a huge part. The fact that any relationship that you have provides information that this person can use against you or use in a way that you're not okay with. That's just the nature of relationships. And again, this is a huge spectrum of what you're allowing and what they are allowed to do. I mean, you have a relationship with a person that's driving on the other side of the road, that they stay on their side and they have a relationship with you that you'll stay on yours, and so many other things in our life, all the way down to our marital relationships, our child-parent relationships. There's this level of vulnerability that they see your warts and that you are okay with them knowing those particular things and trust that they are going to take care of them. Hence, it goes to then our second key is that is of trust. When you're repairing the relationship, there is an acceptance of trust. As we have talked about in a previous podcast, when we talk about forgiveness, forgiveness does not require trust or even repairing the relationship. This is a whole nother ball of wax. You have the ability to forgive, set the hurt aside, and hold it against others no longer. But repairing the relationship means is you're going back to a connection with this person and that you're wanting to then allow a level of trust to be built and to be started again. So the key to repairing a relationship is beginning to allow yourself to trust. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, probably many of you have even said the phrase, that trust is earned. Well, that's hogwash. The reality is trust is given. Now, how much is given is often trusted by the level of what you've taken care of already. But the reality is that trust is given. And then you decide how much trust you want to give, oftentimes based upon how they handled the last information. I mean, no one goes down to like the local prison, finding somebody who just gets out of jail and then gives them their house keys. I mean, no one does that. That's a level of trust no one's willing to do. But if your son or a daughter is needing in the house, then you get them a house key. That level of trust has been built, and so therefore you're making decisions based upon the fact that how they've handled other things gives me the feeling of safety to allow them to have something else to be able to do. So thus, trust is a key component to repairing a relationship, because ultimately you are giving them more things that allows yourself to be vulnerable, and you're giving them more things that you're more okay with them dealing with or using. This third one is that of patience. Oftentimes when it comes to repairing relationships, there's a lack of patience, not only to the person, but also to self, your own patience. It really takes both of you being patient. It takes you both maybe giving someone time to fix some things. Oftentimes when it comes to repairing a relationship, the person hasn't completely addressed maybe what it was, or their actions or their building of trust helps to then improve your comfort in them. And so therefore it takes some patience, because they're not they may still be a work in progress. And so patience is a huge aspect for them, given to them, but also patience above yourself. I think oftentimes we continue to kick ourselves and get upset with ourselves, and sometimes we have to accept some patience towards ourselves in those particular situations. The fourth thing I would add is that of responsibility. There is a boundary. There's a responsibility that says this is mine and that is yours. Now, when you're talking about repairing relationships, you have to be able to have a responsibility that says this is the part you have to fix. This is the part that I'm going to either fix or keep doing, or whatever the case may be. And so you have to be able to set that boundary, that responsibility, to know that this is the part I control. This is the part that you control. And then accepting and knowing the difference between the two. When you're talking about, let's say, for infidelity, and you're looking at the relationship, well, there may be some things, though it was your partner who had the affair, there may be things that you were doing that contributed to the environment and could have then brought about an issue that needs to be addressed, that needs to be owned, or we're going to be back in the same boat. Therefore, when we're looking at responsibility, we may say, okay, so here's the things in my world I need to do differently. Here's the things that you have to do differently in your world in order for us to repair the relationship. So thus, that begins, I think, is the four main components when it comes to repairing relationships: the acceptance of vulnerability, the giving of trust, the being patient with self and the other person, and then taking responsibility for what is yours to repair and what they need to repair for the relationship. Okay, hey, question number two comes off the Facebook group. Thank you, Mr. Mike, for your question. Mike says, how do you know which relationships to repair? Which ones are the relationships to fix? As I was telling my family about the podcast today, I asked them, well, what question would you want to ask? And Wyatt, my oldest, he says, well, which relationships do you blow up? So the reality comes is that, there's some relationships that you shouldn't repair. There's some relationships you should. Well, how do you know the difference between the two? I think the simple answer to the question is that you fix the ones that you are willing to accept the possibility of being hurt by them again. In many relationships that have been damaged, there is a hope, a desire, expectation that it would never happen again. And we realize that's not always the case. So when you're looking to identify which relationship to fix, you fix the relationship with the person that you feel like is the most likely to treat the relationship with honor and respect, but knowing they might not, you're willing to take the risk. Because that's ultimately what all relationships are about risk. You're risking vulnerability, hurt, pain, knowledge, information. You're risking something. Because you're risking something, you're accepting the fact that hurt could come again. So when you decide which relationships to repair, which relationships to jettison, you have to pick the one to fix that you are most confident or willing to take as a risk again. I think of a family that I knew many years ago, and the husband was having an affair, and the wife chose to continue the relationship because she was willing to accept the vulnerability that comes with giving him another chance. And it turned out that it works very well. Great relationship. They're doing wonderful, to my knowledge, now, and continue to do extremely well. But the reality comes is that when you allow or repair a relationship that's been damaged, you're accepting that this could happen again. And so you have to say, am I willing to take that risk with this person again? Does this person mean enough, determined enough, showing signs enough that I am willing to take that risk? And if you are, then that's the relationship you repair. If you're not willing to take that risk, then you don't repair or continue the relationship, because that's ultimately what relationships are about, is about taking risk in order to gain a reward that's worth what you're risking. All right. Hey, third, final question. Mrs. Anonymous this time. I don't know. We'll just call it whatever to this time. Question is what are the things that God expects from us when repairing a relationship? To me, I think the biggest key that God expects from all of us is to be a person of integrity. It is interesting to think about the number of times that Jesus and then the epistle writers talk about letting your yes be yes and your no be no. Jesus said it, James said it. When we say something, we need to be a people of our word. We need a people that does the right thing because it's the right thing, not because someone is watching. And thus, you see that expectation of God in us when repairing a relationship. We build relationships with people who are in people of integrity. That's the ones you're picking. You go pick the person that you feel like is going to do the right thing even when it's hard to do. And that's what God expects from all of us. He expects it from our life. He expects it from our relationships, not only with each other, but our relationship with Him. We are to bring to Him our best. We are to bring to Him our loyalty. We are to bring to Him our honor. And when we bring Him that, we come to Him with open hands and open arms, with a people that says, I'm going to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And so when repairing relationships, be a person of integrity. The reality is that you can be a person of integrity even when you've made a mistake, because integrity is about how do I fix it as much as it's not do it. Think about the person that you're willing to connect with. Takes a level of honesty. It takes a level of accountability. Now, one of my former supervisors, Nick Meyer, the late Nick Meyer, he used to talk a lot about there being three types of accountability. There's the accountability in which I get caught and then I own up to it. There's the accountability that I do something, but before I get caught, I tell people about it. Or three, when I'm thinking about doing it, I'm honest with people and I tell them before I actually do it. There's those three levels of accountability. Now, many times if we do something wrong and then we're accountable for it after we got caught, it's many people are questioning whether or not we're honest about that, whether or not we're doing it because we got caught or because we really care. And so there's some issues with that particular one, obviously. The second level, we are telling people before we get caught, which shows a higher level of accountability, but we've still done the behavior. And thus, we are already made the decision, and now we're trying to fix it after we did it. And then the third one and best one is if we're like having these movements or thinkings or positions towards something, then we're like, hey, wait a second. I need to fix this before I make this decision. I need to stop this train before it runs in off the track. So therefore, what I'm thinking about in this is God is expecting us that, you know, even if we're making a mistake or have made a mistake or considering mistakes, that we are a person that shines the light, that comes to light, that is the one that says, look, here's the mistake, here's the failure, here's what I've done wrong, here's what I am doing to fix it, this is what is going on. And so I think one of the keys that God expects from us is to be a person of integrity. Let your yes, yes, let your no be no, and do the right thing even when no one's looking or even when it's difficult, because God ultimately wants us to bring him our best, and I think in the same regard, bring our best into all of our relationships so that we can be the people that he wants us to be towards them. Hey, thanks for your time. I appreciate you jumping on and being a part of the podcast. Hey, shoot me questions. I need questions. Give me questions. Give me topics. Maybe other people have questions. Hey, shoot them to me. I'd love to find out what you want me to cover on the program. Shoot it to me through an email. That's at counselfromabove@gmail.com. You can also jump on the Facebook group, Counsel From Above, a podcast on Facebook. Hey, click that button if you would. If you haven't already, shoot me a 5-star review. I like those too. Hey, appreciate your time as we continue each and every day to live our life in such a way that we work closer to God, work closer to each other, but ultimately we listen to things that he wants in our life as he provides his counsel from above.